96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. James Kelly has more.
Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks.
Paying sales tax on menstrual products could be a thing of the past if two Appleton lawmakers from opposite sides of the political aisle get their way. Lisa Hale has more.
Representative Lee Snodgrass, a Democrat, and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, a Republican, are introducing legislation to eliminate the 5% sales tax on menstrual products. There was a press conference Tuesday with the Women's Fund and the Monthlies Project, where Representative Snodgrass called the tax regressive and discriminatory.
The American Medical Association has deemed menstrual products essential for women's health and has called the tampon tax a regressive penalty that disproportionately burdens those who can least afford it. The sales tax on menstrual products treats individuals differently based solely on their sex.
Snodgrass said 32 other states in the country have already introduced and passed similar legislation.
After weeks of being offline due to funding issues, Wisconsin Eye officially started live streaming events at the state capitol again this week. Wisconsin Eye temporarily shut down in December after officials said they needed to raise $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of 2026 and $1 million for the full year. State lawmakers have been working to address the funding issues at the nonprofit, with legislation pending that would provide Wisconsin Eye with some state funding in addition to its own fundraising efforts. The legislation would use $10 million from the state budget to establish a trust fund and build a permanent endowment for Wisconsin Eye. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for the nonprofit, but it would be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars each year to support the streaming service. In addition to resuming live streams this week, Wisconsin Eye also brought its extensive video archive covering years of state politics back online. Wisconsin Democrats are taking another shot at legalizing marijuana, though the plan faces some tough odds. Lawmakers introduced a bill this week that would make recreational cannabis legal for adults 21 and older and would legalize medical marijuana for those 18 and older, as well as for minors with parental consent. One of the authors said in a press release that Wisconsin is losing revenue to other states that already allow it. Republicans, who control the legislature, have blocked similar efforts for years. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is urging drivers to give snowplows more space. According to a statement, there have been 13 incidents involving vehicles striking county snowplows. Serious incidents have occurred in Calumet, Marinette, Portage, Shawano, Waukesha, and Wood counties. In many cases, snowplows are struck from behind. The Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to watch the road ahead, avoid distractions, and leave room to brake. They also say to stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow, and if you must pass a snowplow, be careful. You can check road conditions by visiting 511wi.gov or call 511. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal court to grant her an acquittal or a new trial following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed the request last week, claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this year as the case continues through post-trial motions. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. A state lawmaker representing parts of the Northwoods will not seek re-election. State Senator Jesse James announced he plans to retire at the end of his current term in January 2027. James represents Wisconsin's 23rd Senate District, which includes communities across northern Wisconsin, including Price County. Before serving in the Senate, James spent two terms in the State Assembly and is also known as the only active law enforcement officer currently serving in the State Senate. In a statement, he called his time in office an honor and a privilege, but said the role has come at the cost of time away from his family. James says he now plans to step back from public office to focus more on supporting his wife and family. He also thanked his family and supporters, saying the job required time and sacrifice, but says it was an honor to serve. During his time in the legislature, he pointed to work supporting public safety, youth programs, and mental health services. With the seat expected to be open, State Senator Romaine Quinn has already announced plans to run for the 23rd District. Quinn, a Republican from Birchwood, announced he will begin collecting nomination signatures to appear on the November ballot. According to a press release, he says he plans to build on his work in the legislature, including efforts focused on tax relief, rural investment, and maintaining the state's fiscal stability. Quinn also emphasized his connection to the region, noting the newly drawn 23rd District includes all of Barron, Clark, Price, Rusk, and Taylor counties, along with parts of Chippewa, Dunn, and Marathon counties. He says despite the boundary changes, his focus remains on representing the needs and values of northern Wisconsin communities. Quinn currently serves on the state's Joint Finance Committee and chairs the Senate Committee on Insurance, Housing, Rural Issues, and Forestry. He was first elected to the Senate in 2022 and says he's looking forward to connecting with voters again as the campaign gets underway. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. National Guard troops are in Columbia County helping with flooding as heavy rain continues to impact parts of Wisconsin. About 100 soldiers are working to protect roads near Portage, building sandbag barriers to keep drivers safe and prevent damage to the interstate. The governor met with troops yesterday and thanked them for stepping in to deal with rising water and storm cleanup. State officials say the emergency declaration will help speed up support to communities still recovering from tornadoes and flooding earlier this week. They're preparing for more storms tonight and throughout the weekend. In western Wisconsin's congressional race, Democrat Rebecca Cook outraised Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden by nearly $1 million to start the year. Cook raised $2.4 million overall, compared to Van Orden's $1.3 million, and now leads in cash on hand heading into the August primary. She's in a primary against Rodney Rave, a former legislator for the Ho-Chunk and Eau Claire City Council President Emily Burge. Cook says she is returning donations tied to California Congressman Eric Swalwell after recent allegations of his past sexual assaults. He denies any wrongdoing. Republican lawmakers are accusing the State Department of Public Instruction of breaking Wisconsin's open meetings law during a nearly $370,000 trip to the Wisconsin Dells. According to a WPR report, GOP officials say the DPI met privately with a testing vendor to review exam questions without proper notice. DPI officials told lawmakers the gathering involved educators, not public officials, and was properly documented. The Adams County District Attorney now has 20 days to decide whether to investigate. If not, a conservative group plans to sue. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers meet the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Miami, where the Brewers open a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the Brewers left home with a 2-1 victory over the Blue Jays. After the game, reliever Trevor McGill, on why he got into a shouting match with the Blue Jays dugout.
I was rubbing balls on my leg. Somebody on their bench, I think it was Schneider on their bench, was complaining about it. I looked at him. I said, I promise I don't have anything on there. Immediately got used from their bench.
At 10-8 for the season, the Brewers now in third place behind the Reds and the Pirates. NFL, the Packers tailgate tour wraps up this weekend in Stevens Point. I asked Randall Cobb if he's ever been on the statewide tour before.
I have. This is my second time on the tailgate tour. I went back in 2012. Great time. I love it. Being able to go around the state and just meet all the loyal fans that have supported us over the years and being able to give back to the community in a different way.
That's former Packer Randall Cobb with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today could be a big severe weather day. We have a chance for scattered thunderstorms from later this morning through this afternoon, and there could be hail, damaging wind gusts, even tornadoes. So stay weather aware today. High, low to mid 70s tonight. Some rain, then getting colder with a little snow mixing in tomorrow. Much colder with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at WBZH.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.